This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz for IdeaStream Public Media. It's been more than 20 years since the Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's boys high school basketball team made headlines with future NBA superstar LeBron James. Now another player and coach from that story team are reuniting on the sidelines. Our sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, talk about this new coaching partnership between Keith Dambrot and Drew Joyce III.
For the last 3 years, Drew Joyce III has been coaching at Cleveland State with Dennis Gates, was the head coach there. He applied for the head coaching job when it came open. He didn't get it. All of a sudden, another opportunity came open for Drew Joyce at Duquesne. He's going in there as associate head coach, which is the top assistant with Keith Dambrot. And so I was looking at all that and talking to Keith Dambrot, who I've known forever. And he was saying, you know, this really goes back to when Little Drew, as he's known, Drew Joyce III, Little Drew, because his father is Drew Joyce II. And he said, we were all together at the Akron Jewish Community Center. At that point, Keith was the new head coach at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's. He would do these clinics on Sunday night, kind of coach kids and work with them at the Akron Jewish Center, and sort of whoever came in. Well, Drew Joyce II brought his son Drew Joyce III, and they brought a kid named Willie McGee in, a kid named Sion Cotton, and this kind of tall, gangly kid named LeBron James. These kids were getting high-level instruction. People knew LeBron James was good at that point, but this is not like they knew this is a once-in-a-generation player or whatever. They just knew this kid was going to be a good high school player.
So then the time comes, this group of high school friends has to decide where they're going to play high school basketball.
At the time, Drew Joyce II, he was an assistant coach at Buchtel on Akron's west side, the public school. Keith Dambrot is coaching at St. Vincent St. Mary's, downtown Akron. The assumption was that they were going to go to Buchtel, but all of a sudden, Little Drew III decides, I want to play for Coach Dambrot. He likes little guards, because at that point, he was like 5 foot. What nobody realized, at least Keith Dambrot didn't realize, I think even Drew's father didn't realize, is the sway he had over these other three kids. And they said, well, if he's going to St. V, we're going to St. V. So next thing you know, the father wanted to stay connected with the group, so he went over there too.
Oh, Drew Joyce II.
He joined them. He left Buchtel to go over there. This whole group then became that storied team that we heard about many years ago. And then when they were sophomores, a guy named Romeo Travis, who was friends with them, he transferred in. So that they became like the big five. So that was how it all began. Keith Dambrot was there for 2 years, won a couple of state titles, and then went on to coach at Akron University. Drew Joyce II becomes the head coach. You look at what happens. LeBron James goes on to be an NBA star. Drew Joyce III and Romeo Travis leave St. Vincent's. They have only one Division I offer. They go to play at Akron University. Romeo Travis and Drew Joyce III, after they graduated from Akron, went and played over 10 years in Europe. Romeo is now back at St. Vincent St. Mary's as an assistant basketball coach.
So Keith Dambrot coaches at the University of Akron for 13 years. He departs for Duquesne, been there about 5 years, and his program is struggling.
It's struggling. It's been pretty good early on. So he's bringing in Drew Joyce, not just because of this connection. I mean, Drew is considered a really good coach. I mean, Cleveland State really wanted to keep him.
It's interesting to hear this whole story because, of course, we associate Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's High School with LeBron James, but all of those other players were so integral in all of that.
It's kind of the story that's beyond LeBron, but it began, you know, when Drew Joyce, at the age of 12, decided he wanted to play for Coach Dambrot, and they all stayed there 4 years. I just look at those guys and I think back to what they went through. And as we were talking, I said to Keith, just imagine had they gone to Buchtel. And he goes, boy, everybody's life would probably be different.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.